Welcome to the 2NM Real Estate Show, all thanks to the John Flood Estate Agents. Joining us in the studio this morning, Sandy Warburton, as usual. How are you going?
Cathy, I'm well. How are you today?
I'm looking forward to having a couple of days off, actually.
Oh, well, I sort of am too. I'm certainly looking forward to having a couple of days off work. It'll be fairly flat out, but about to head off tomorrow on the Newcastle Variety Bash.
Wow, yes.
We mentioned that last week, so we might have a bit of a chat about that later in the show, but I'm very excited, as myself and the rest of Team Angry Birds, and we'll talk more about that later too.
What a great theme.
Yeah, it is a great theme. We've been having some real fun. Actually, later in the show, I might play our... we've got a loudspeaker on a couple of the cars, so later in the show I might play a little snippet of what might be coming out of those speakers, so that'll be a bit of fun.
That sounds great. Also, we'll touch on some increased responsibility for owners and agents.
Yes, under workplace health and safety regulations that came into play in January 2012 under the new Act to 2011. So there's some things that you need to be aware of. We'll have a quick talk about commercial buildings because they become... there's quite a an increased responsibility for those buildings, but certainly anybody with a rental property should be aware of their obligations and what their managing agents should be doing if they've got it looked after. Tell me, did you go to the Scone races yesterday? Go to Scone Cup?
No, not yesterday. Oh. No.
You're going to go today?
I will go today. I think I've been preparing all week. It's a very girly thing to do, you know, get your dress dry clean, get your heels all ready, you know. So
yeah, I went yesterday. It was a good day. I'm actually feeling quite a bit better this morning than I thought I might. So,
oh, good.
Had a good afternoon. So I hope you enjoy today. It's a good spot and it was a great day yesterday. So let's hope it's a great day today as well.
Well, I'm a bit worried about the big hill that I've heard that is there with the heels. So you didn't have a problem with
that.
Your heels yesterday,
no,
did you?
No trouble with my heels at all.
Now, we're talking about increased responsibility for owners and agents to do with workplace health and safety.
Yes, if you own a rental property, it's important to now understand that workplace health and safety, you know, we're in a region where occupational OH&S, HSC, whatever you, HSCE or whatever they, HSEC or whatever they call it, depending on where they are. The mining industry has brought this to the forefront of our minds as we look at, you know, our daily work in most cases anyway, much more than a number of regions. Now, safety is a really important factor of everybody's life and particularly their work life. And somebody that operates a business has an obligation to ensure that there's a safe workplace. But there's also been some changes with the Workplace Health and Safety Act and formerly the OH&S, Occupational Health and Safety Act, in that employees or people under the direction of a person controlling a business unit, as they PCBU, that the employee or the person that's undertaking work has an obligation now also to do things safely and use their own nous, whereas before they could throw their hands up and go, oh, my employer didn't tell me to stand up on that, not to stand up on that chair. Well, now, you know, if you're going to stand up on the chair, you're contributing to your own negligence by doing so. So employees are just as responsible for their own actions that might cause an unsafe practice. Now, having said all of that, somebody that owns a rental property or a property that they rent out to a tenant now is considered to be a person that is carrying out a business unit or carrying on a business enterprise.